KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego Art Power, welcoming the renowned Jack Quartet to San Diego for an evening of music titled Modern Medieval, with works by Caroline Shaw, Morton Feldman, and more. Monday, May 6th at The Loft at UC San Diego, artpower.ucsd.edu.
Good morning, I'm Annika Colbert. It's Tuesday, February 9th. Should expecting mothers get COVID-19 vaccines? We'll have more on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. San Diego County health officials reported nearly 700 COVID-19 cases on Monday and no new deaths. That's the lowest single-day case count to be reported since mid-November. This, as UC San Diego Health opens a new vaccination superstation on its campus today. A new report from the Department of Defense says COVID-19 outbreaks on the USS Theodore Roosevelt were a result of ineffective social distancing and a premature release of sailors from quarantine. Sailors were first tested last March. The outbreaks reached more than 1,200 sailors, with one death as a result. Former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner now has some competition in his campaign for California governor. Republican John Cox made his second campaign for governor official yesterday with a new TV ad attacking Faulkner and current governor Gavin Newsom. Cox ran against Governor Newsom in 2018. His platform largely focused on highlighting the state's high cost of living. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family-owned and operated for three generations, Bilhau has been serving the plumbing, heating and air, and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhau has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com. Because we know how.
Many San Diegans are wondering when they might be able to get a COVID-19 vaccine, but for pregnant women, guidance over vaccines has been confusing. KPBS investigative reporter Claire Tregesser has more.
You know, threw up Wednesday, so.
It took Parrish Glass and her husband 4 years and thousands of dollars to conceive a baby through in vitro fertilization. Now, at long last, the Navy couple is expecting a boy in August. But since they conceived during a global pandemic, they're facing the question of whether Glass should get a vaccine.
My OBGYN said, you know, it's definitely okay, go ahead and get it. But for us, this has been a four-year journey of infertility, and we've spent so much money and so much emotion and just physically draining time into this process. And so with this one shot that we have, it is a huge question of, do we want to risk it?
To be clear, doctors and medical experts agree that the COVID-19 vaccines are likely safe for pregnant women. Yet Glass still isn't convinced.
For us, because there isn't enough data, we'll let other people be those guinea pigs.
The reason for the dearth of data is simple. Pregnant and breastfeeding women are almost always excluded from drug trials, and the COVID-19 vaccine trials are no exception. Some medical experts say this was a mistake, especially when considering pregnant women are at more risk for serious cases.
I think we could have carefully and thoughtfully included them, but I think that ship has now sailed.
Dr. Denise Jameson is a member of the COVID-19 expert group with the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology. She says there are plans to do clinical trials specifically for pregnant women.
I think the issue is now that the vaccine is becoming more and more available, it's harder and harder to justify enrolling a pregnant woman in a trial.
That's because those women might get a placebo. While no COVID-19 vaccines were purposefully tested on pregnant women, there is some data available from women who entered trials before they knew they were pregnant and from testing on animals. No significant adverse side effects were found in either case. Also, it's important to note that pregnant women are strongly recommended to receive other vaccines, like the flu shot and the whooping cough vaccine.
I highly recommend it to my patients.
Dr. Joanna Adamczak specializes in high-risk pregnancies and is the chief medical officer of Sharp Mary Birch. She says refusing the vaccine is the greater risk for pregnant women.
These ladies do get more sick. They have higher rates of ICU admissions. They have higher rates of hospitalizations, not to mention the fact that it can lead to preterm labor.
That reality is visible every day for Dr. Becky Adami, a maternal fetal medicine specialist at Rady Children's Hospital, who has been treating pregnant women with COVID-19.
I've seen patients who are admitted to the ICU who are intubated in pregnancy, and that can be really scary. I mean, we know that there's a higher risk of mortality. And so, you know, seeing that those maternal effects definitely, you know, make me think it's definitely think be vaccinated to protect yourself.
Adami is pregnant herself. And when the call came in mid-December offering her a COVID-19 vaccine dose, she didn't hesitate.
And I got the call that it was available, and I said, I will come in that day and get it.
But some women who don't work in healthcare and believe they aren't at risk of getting COVID-19 are opting to wait until after they deliver to get the vaccine. Alicia Temby, a teacher at a private school in Encinitas, could be eligible for the vaccine soon, but says she'll wait until after she delivers her baby in April.
I am pro-vaccine in general. And backstory, like, my dad had polio, but I also am very data driven, and there's no clinical trial data showing that the COVID-19 vaccine for any of the manufacturers is safe to take because there is no clinical trial data yet. So that definitely makes me pause and say, okay, what are the benefits and risks?
In fact, even after she delivers, she's not sure she'd take the vaccine because of concerns over breastfeeding. We'll hear more about that tomorrow.
And that story from KPBS investigative reporter Claire Tregesser. Coming up, Governor Gavin Newsom was in town yesterday visiting a vaccination superstation. That and more local news is up next. Governor Newsom was in San Diego on Monday visiting the downtown vaccination superstation, which is run by UC San Diego. KPBS reporter Matt Hoffman says the governor gave a shout out to San Diego for being one of the fastest counties to roll out vaccines.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhaus Plumbing, Heating and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family owned and operated for three generations, Bilhaus has been serving the plumbing, heating and air, and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhaus has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhaus is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHAUS or visit bilhaus.com. Because we know how.
County by county, San Diego leading the way.
This morning, Governor Newsom was in San Diego visiting the downtown vaccination superstation, which is run by UC San Diego Health with support from the county and the Padres.
The first county, first city to put a site together like this. Success leaves clues. You inspired others.
Newsom says counties across the state are adopting this drive-through model, and locally, officials say a fifth vaccination superstation that will be run by Scripps Health is now coming to the Del Mar Fairgrounds, but...
Look, the issue of scarcity is the issue that we are all mindful of. It's an issue that has now increasingly been brought to the fore all across this country.
Newsom says 4.6 million Californians have been administered at least one vaccination, but supply is not keeping up with demand, and a lot of new doses are being prioritized for second shots. In recent days, there have been open appointments at county-sponsored vaccination sites. While nearly 400,000 San Diegans have gotten at least first doses, there are still well over a million seniors over 65 and healthcare workers eligible for shots. And now seniors who cannot leave their homes are able to schedule appointments for vaccinators to come directly to them by calling 211.
Flexibility is challenging when there's scarcity.
The governor says he wants schools reopened safely as soon as possible, but the California Teachers Association is asking that staff be provided the opportunity to get vaccinated first.
We're working with the legislature on an early action package, and we hope to get there this week. We can announce some of that progress. It includes prioritization framework to get our teachers vaccinated. We are prioritizing our teachers. We want to clarify that further.
While vaccination supply is still in flux, Newsom says case rates and the number of infections are dropping statewide. Just a month ago, he said California reported some 50,000 cases, and today the daily total was 10,000.
Everything that should be down is down as relates to case counts, positivity rates, people being hospitalized, people in our ICUs.
That reporting from KPBS's Matt Hoffman. For years, sewage has flowed into the ocean near the South Bay from the Tijuana River in Mexico. Now, instead of declaring it an environmental emergency, as the county has in the past, county leaders are considering whether to call it a public health crisis. KPBS environment reporter Eric Anderson has more.
Ongoing cross-border sewage spills have led to a new tactic. The county is considering a resolution declaring a public health crisis because of the persistent cross-border sewage flows. Sewage-tainted flows are in the tens of millions of gallons each day this winter. Gabriela Torres works for the Surfrider Foundation. She wants the county to take at least two important steps,
including a large-scale cleanup and hopefully a better watershed management program in the Tijuana River Valley.
Federal officials have $300 million set aside to build sewage treatment facilities, but that project has not yet begun.
And that was KPBS environment reporter Eric Anderson. At least nine California Highway Patrol or CHP officers who worked at the state capitol have tested positive for COVID-19. The spike in cases comes after the agency stepped up officer presence at the Capitol grounds for Inauguration Day. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd says the Sacramento County Department of Public Health is treating the situation as an outbreak.
They conduct contact tracing to determine the potential spread of the virus. And the county also helps the employer communicate outbreak information to employees, such as resources for testing and other best practices to ensure that employees are staying as safe as possible.
CHP didn't say if the cases have been linked to the same source. A spokesperson noted that more than 10% of the agency's workers have tested positive for COVID-19 throughout the pandemic. Two weeks ago, Mexico's president announced that he had contracted COVID-19, but then he reappeared on Monday in a press conference, showing no intention of changing his relaxed approach towards the pandemic. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
President Andrés Manuel López Obrador walked into a hall with reporters without wearing a face mask and was asked if he will ever wear one.
No.
López Obrador said he is not contagious. He said Mexico is not an authoritarian country and that the federal government will never impose face masks or lockdowns.
Me cuidé, guardé mi sana distancia.
The president said he got sick despite being cautious and keeping social distance. But throughout the pandemic, he has traveled and attended meetings and massive events without doing so. Vaccination began slowly in Mexico weeks ago, prioritizing health workers. López Obrador said that, unlike other presidents, he didn't abuse his power to get a vaccine himself.
That story from KJZZ's Rodrigo Cervantes, reporting from Mexico City. As of about now, Mexico has had almost 2 million COVID-19 cases and nearly 170,000 deaths. That's it for the podcast today. KPBS will be airing the impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump today. You can hear it live on 89.5 FM starting at 10 a.m. or watch it on KPBS2 on television. You can also catch it streaming live online at kpbs.org, where you can also get the latest news and recaps of the day. I'm Annika Colbert. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Rancho La Puerta, a health resort with 84 years of wellness experience providing vacations centered on mindfulness and well-being. Activities include sunrise hikes, water classes, yoga, and spa therapies. Learn more at rancholapuerta.com.